Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a four-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Hello, America, and happy Tuesday. A very busy Tuesday. The hurricane is beginning to bear down on Florida. A lot of concerns about its size and its power. A lot of people are watching that closely. We have wall-to-wall coverage here at Just the News. Check out what we're doing and how we're doing it, and we'll keep you up to date. But a Category 3 hurricane headed right for the bullseye of Tampa, one of my favorite cities in America, and a lot of concern around the country. We're thinking good thoughts for all the great people that are down there and really focused on everybody buckling down and being safe during Hurricane Ian, which is already up to 125 miles per hour as it passes over Cuba, coming towards Florida in the near future. Meanwhile, while we're talking about that, a lot of developments on the FBI whistleblower case. We had a lot of good stuff on the show yesterday. Check out the latest at justthenews.com. We have a lot of important things going on, and we'll be certain to tackle the latest news. And I expect some more developments tomorrow, so we'll keep you up to speed on that. Now, we've got two amazing guests back to back. First up, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, one of the most important voices in Congress, particularly on national security, foreign affairs. She serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. She has a lot to say about Joe Biden and his coddling of the hideous regime that's in charge of Iran right now. The regime that killed that beautiful young 22-year-old woman in Iran, beat her brain dead because she dared to show a little of her hair accidentally by not wearing her burqa, right? That's the sort of extremism that is going on in Iran, the sort of country that Joe Biden feels comfortable negotiating with, letting into the country. They let that president into the country last week for the UN meeting. Congresswoman Tenney going to talk about that and so much more. Wrote a very powerful op-ed that people all over Washington, even Democrats, are talking about the extraordinary failures of the Biden administration to confront the reality of violence, suppression, human rights abuses, and, by the way, worldwide terrorism from Iran. So we're going to have that. And then in the second half of the show, we're going to focus on the global food crisis. We've been on this from the very beginning. If you go back, you can remember Congressman Austin Scott and I were talking about this 6-7 months ago before you heard it anywhere. Well, now the United Nations is saying there's going to be a massive catastrophe, global food crisis next year. You're hearing from the main American food producers, the big giant food companies in America, going to be a real problem. This year's crop yield was real low. Ukraine war, fertilizer prices, major crisis on the hand. Well, we have a good friend, a good partner, my friends at My Patriot Supply. They are helping Americans all across the country get a very important supply of food, have it available, have your emergency food supply. They've set up a very special offer, a special URL where you can get this 20% off. You're basically buying food for the future that lasts 25 years, give you peace of mind at prices that are like 2019 prices, way before inflation hit. That is an extraordinary opportunity. Joe Reek, the vice president of sales at My Patriot Supply, he's going to be here. We're going to give you an update on all the statistical things and all of the actual news reports about this food crisis, and then tell you how you can go to a very simple URL. I'm not making this up. It's really a URL, preparewithsolomon.com. How about that? I have my own URL. Preparewithsolomon.com. You can go and take advantage of the incredible offer that My Patriot Supply is offering just the news fans, John Solomon reports. Check that out, and we'll have Joe Reek give us a full update on the state of the global food crisis. It is real. It is coming. You need to be prepared. Get that 1 month, 3 month supply of food for your family so you can weather any storms, including a hurricane or an earthquake or some other terrible catastrophe, as well as the possibility that there'll be food shortages or extremely unbearable high food prices next year, which is what we're hearing. By the way, food prices already up 11.4% year over year, the highest since when Jimmy Carter was president, and now Joe Biden has managed to achieve that. I don't know how he did it, but a very big deal. We're going to have both of those in just a little bit. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. Hear from our amazing sponsors, advertisers, partners, and then we will get right up with Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, followed by Joe Reek from My Patriot Supply. Two great interviews back to back right after this. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brickhouse Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. Folks, if you owe back taxes, fair warning, you're not going to like this. The IRS is mailing millions of pay up letters. Millions, I say. Then it's up to the 20,000 new IRS enforcement agents to find you. Why the IRS targets you and not millionaires? Well, because millionaires have tax lawyers. You don't, you'll pay up. Plus interest and penalties. You need Tax Network USA, and you need them now. Tax Network USA has brilliant war room strategies to solve your IRS problems quickly and in your favor. Like a preferred direct line to the IRS, they know which agents to deal with and who to avoid. It's not all bad news for you because Tax Network USA learned of a special limited time IRS offer. They're willing to waive $1 billion in penalties if you qualify. So schedule your free confidential consultation to see if you qualify for this limited time IRS penalty canceling offer. To do so, call 1-800-245-6000. That's 1-800-245-6000 or visit tnusa.com/justnews. That's tnusa.com/justnews. All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. Always excited to have this next guest on. A straight talker or finger on the pulse of so much of what's going on in Washington in the world. And most recently, really bringing out the extraordinary decisions of the Biden administration to continue to pursue a deal with Iran, to allow a Iranian president who has suppressed his own people with extraordinary hatred and violence to come into the United States and join the UN meeting last week. Joining us right now, Congresswoman Claudia Tenney from the great state of New York. Congresswoman, great to have you on.
It's always great to be on, John. You are just one of the best investigative journalists we have out there. I'm just grateful to you. As a former journalist, I have to say how much I appreciate it. I ran a newspaper, and it is really hard to get at the truth. And the Americans, if they're going to be self-governing, really need to know who to rely on. And I can't say it enough. They can rely on what you're doing and your great reporting. So, thank you for covering this issue. This is a big issue. In terms of foreign policy, what the Biden administration is trying to do, it goes right to the heart of what's happening in the Middle East with the threats to Israel, to our other allies in this region, and the fact that the Biden administration, no matter what we do in terms of, you know, whether it's Rafael Grossi from the EIA talking about, and that's the Atomic Energy Commission, talking about how dangerous these negotiations are, giving billions of dollars again, the old pallets of cash that we heard that the Obama administration gave to Iran, which what did they do to help the people in their communities, to help, raise the Iranians out of poverty? They did nothing. They actually are the largest state sponsor of terrorism, causing unrest, murder, terrible situation going on in Iran. And yet the Biden administration just has this penchant for wanting to negotiate and to really just give a lot of cover to this brutal dictator. I mean, look at the Iranian regime under Ibrahim Raisi. He is known as the butcher of Tehran. Only recently, we know about this 22-year-old woman who was not wearing her hijab properly, Mahsa Amini. She was brutally killed in their custody because of a clothing violation. And yet the people on the streets are risking their lives. Women are on the streets in Tehran and around Iran, standing up to this brutal regime, knowing that they will probably be killed because of their standing for freedom, which is why this is such an incredible moment in history. We're here again. We were here once under the Obama administration. We did nothing to defend the attempts at these people to find some kind of democracy and to take down this regime on their own, and to encourage these people to know that they have some kind of support, at least, ostensibly from the United States. And what's the State Department doing? Going in there, trying to make sure that we promote and protect this murderer who came to the United States, should never have been allowed a visa, came in and got, of all things, Secret Service protection. Our own Secret Service helped this guy walk around, be safe in the United Nations so he could get up and scream death to America and condemn our free democracy here in this country, all under the Biden administration's watch. And they did nothing to stop this. They did nothing to prevent it, which is why Ted Cruz and I put in a thing called the Sever Act. It's called Strengthening Entry Visa Enforcement Restrictions, which means that this guy could not have come in had this act been passed. So he could not have come into the United States to undermine the human rights efforts that we're trying to push in the UN. We know we're struggling there, but this has really been just unprecedented what's happening. And I just want to point to one thing that is a glimmer of hope for the administration. We also wrote to Treasury and worked diligently to ensure that we could get the Iranian people a voice because the regime was shutting them down. And we got them to approve licenses, and Elon Musk was able to get the Starlink satellite internet up and running. So the people who were screaming for help, begging for freedom in Iran, were able to have their voices heard outside of the country. So thank you to the State Department for reacting, and thank you to Elon Musk for providing the Starlink satellite access to these people. We don't know how long it's going to last, but right now this is a critical moment in the potential future of the Middle East. And yet, where's the Biden administration? They're talking about whether or not the Braves should be the name of the Atlanta Braves, the baseball team. I mean, this is where we are with this administration.
We're missing the big picture. And we've seen this is a sequel, because in 2009, the Obama-Biden administration had a moment to embrace the Green Revolution in Iran, and it didn't. It stood silent and allowed Iran to repress that when there was a moment where maybe the mullahs could have been thrown over. We're seeing a replay of it right now. And if it wasn't for your extraordinary op-ed with Ted Cruz in Newsweek, a lot of people would not have known about Ibrahim Raisi's past. I mean, he really is a brutal monster of a dictator. And he was treated as though he were a normal foreign dignitary as he got here by our government on our soil. If it weren't for you, we wouldn't have known that op-ed. If you haven't read that, folks, it's an amazing op-ed. Educate yourself. Ibrahim Raisi is a monster. His entry into the U.S. was inexcusable. Congresswoman Tenney with Senator Ted Cruz, and it also points out the fact that they brought a solution, the Sever Act as well, which the Congresswoman just mentioned. But that was a great article. At what point do you think the Biden administration cuts bait on the nuclear deal? It seems as though there's nowhere left to go, right? There's no more concessions that could possibly be made that anyone could hold their nose. Do they just keep it open for perception's sake?
Yeah, well, John, we've been demanding that negotiator Malley, Rob Malley, who is negotiating this Iran nuclear deal, come out in public so that we can publicly talk about him. He's only appeared in classified settings. And I got to be honest with you, these classified settings, which I can't talk about, have been extremely disappointing and very weak. And the fact that they're still talking about, oh, we can resurrect the deal. We want to go back to the old Iran nuclear deal that President Trump took us out of. That was a terrible deal. It did not stop the Iranians from continuing to try to enrich and get a nuclear weapon. They made progress on it. And what we would like to do is hold them accountable and not get back into hostage taking. And the one thing that they're going to do is they're going to continue to give them billions more in cash from the United States. They're going to give up to $7 billion because there are 4 American hostages right now that they're willing to trade. So guess what? If we're willing to give them $7 billion for 4 American hostages, they're going to take more hostages and demand more money. And so we're going to be releasing more and more.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's exactly what we shouldn't be doing. They've been warned. I mean, the Atomic Energy Agency has warned. Rafael Grossi, who has warned us about what's going on, is not supportive of this. He's not a partisan player, but they're in there telling us we had not get the access. They did not comply with the original Iran nuclear deal, yet they're trying to go back to that deal that they didn't comply with in the first place. We need to get tough. And all they do is poo-poo with the Trump administration, the maximum pressure campaign, the elimination of Qassem Soleimani, of al-Baghdadi, of really putting the pressure on her. And we were making progress. And they've just poo-pooed that and said, no, we need to hand more cash out. If we're nice enough, they'll be nice. And that has never been the case. And it's not going to be the case. Continuing to project weakness and really just giving in on these negotiations is not going to make a difference in these nuclear negotiations. And we're going to continue down the bad road we're down. And basically what they conceded to us is, look, let them have a nuclear weapon in 3 years instead of 6 months. We don't want them to have a nuclear weapon at all because we know what that's going to mean. That's going to mean they're going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. They're going to go after other enemies in the region, in the Middle East. And we're going to have, we're going to have unrest and we're going to have war and we're probably going to have massive loss of life, instead of the approach that President Trump took, which is unprecedented, the Abraham Accords, where we actually said, maybe it's time we tried to talk about prosperity and bringing prosperity and hope to the region instead of continuing to empower the evil player in the region. Look, it's not a great territory when you're dealing with the Middle East, but in terms of what we're doing now, it's really, I think, a mistake. And we'd like to see Rob Malley, the negotiator, come out in public and tell us, what are you doing? What are the American people, what are you signing us up for? And maybe we should have some knowledge about what these negotiations are about.
Yeah, and the idea that there's no transparency on something this significant to the future of the world is stunning. You were mentioning the IAEA chief, Rafael Mariano Grossi, and there is a renewed negotiations or talks going on today, but people forget this. There are 3 sites where we found trace uranium evidence that the Iranians will not talk about. They will not reveal what was going on these sites. Clear evidence that they were doing some form of nuclear programming work there. The idea that we're negotiating with a country that has a long record of violating every other word that it's ever given us in this process. The idea we're negotiating with a country that has avowed to assassinate Mike Pompeo, John Bolton, President George W. Bush, and which just got charged 2 weeks ago for a major hacking attack on our infrastructure, energy infrastructure. Do the Americans hold the president accountable? Do they know enough to realize that the president is negotiating with a really bad actor?
I'm not sure a lot of people really understand this issue. It tends to get into the weeds when you talk about negotiations. And look, it's a faraway place, but it's critically important. Our allies there in the region are important. Obviously, Israel is a huge trading partner with the United States. They're also our best ally and the main democracy, the democracy in the region. So they're critically important to us on so many levels. And our identity with Israel is, and this is the one malevolent player in the region, particularly the worst. They're not all great, but this is particularly the worst because we know how much they're willing to, and their mission is to destroy. And the other thing is really what I think is important to note is there are Iranians all over the United States and around the world who seek democracy in this, in their homeland. You know, a part of the world that's known for its tremendous history and tremendous advancements in human history. And so they really care about what happens in this region, and they would love to see democracy restored. They are clinging to what's going on there with these freedom protests. And look at these people that are standing up and protesting against this brutal regime, who most certainly will kill these people, but especially the oppression of women. Where are the liberal women out there who really care about women's rights? When they see a woman that is murdered by this brutal regime because she didn't wear her clothing properly. And this is the kind of justification we're seeing, but where are the women standing up for women's rights there? And this is amazing that these women are out there standing there, probably going to get killed, probably standing up, knowing that the regime is going to murder them, but they're standing for something greater than themselves. And these people are heroes, and they're people that we need to celebrate. It's really quite incredible, and it's happening right there. And I urge everyone, you know, go to John Solomon, look on places in social media, go to, you know, places that are, you know, media outlets that are covering this incredible piece of world history that's happening right now. We are so close. If we could have this regime fall by at the hands of the freedom fighters there in Iran, by the people who are standing up and finally wanting peace and some stability and some freedom and their resources to go to the people who need it, not to sponsor terrorism around the rest of the world and the region. This is a really great moment, and the Biden administration doesn't seem to care. It's very similar to what happened under the Obama administration. You know, we just don't have time to bother with these freedom lovers. And so it's really tragic that the Biden administration isn't trying and standing up. And I'm not saying that everybody in there doesn't care about it, but when you're projecting weakness, you're just a provocation for these people to continue onward with their malevolent schemes. And that's what worries me right now. And the fact that we take an act, this country welcomes Raisi into this country with our Secret Service, paid for by our taxpayers, to give this guy safe haven in our country, is really reprehensible and sets a terrible example for the world.
Yeah, no, it really is stunning. And there is this moment. It's funny, Jake Sullivan has been a continuity player in this. He was back in the 2009 Green Revolution making the decision maybe not to be as aggressive there when he was at the State Department. He's that face of the Biden response this week. And over the weekend, the best he could say about these Iranian protesters is treating them right was a matter of fundamental dignity and rights. That's not a very strong statement to the Iranian people. And yet they're still out there tonight and tomorrow. Again, they'll be out there. What does this administration really need to say? What would you like to see Joe Biden and his administration say on behalf of the Iranian people who are now putting their lives on the line?
I would like the president and his team to stand up and say, no more negotiations. We will not tolerate in Iran with a nuclear weapon. We will not tolerate the continued murder of people, of innocent people in innocent people in the community in Iran, that we will actually go back to the maximum pressure, and we will stand up to them wherever they are trying to sponsor terrorism or threaten other countries and other sovereign regions of the Middle East or any other country. And they're not doing that. We're playing kind of a patty cake with this brutal regime. And I'd like to see them stand up and be strong. The Trump administration, had there been a second term of the Trump administration under Mike Pompeo and that strong leadership coming out of our State Department, I think you would have seen potentially a new leadership in the country of Iran, a new hope for prosperity and democracy. And we've just backed down. And I think it's symbolic of what we saw in Afghanistan, a complete disaster. Where, you know, all of the gains that we may have made in Afghanistan, all the attempts to, you know, try to keep it stabilized at least, were all eviscerated by terrible acts of the Biden administration, resulting in needless deaths of 13 service members. And then you see this, you know, this weakness projected when you're talking about Taiwan and China, weakness projected around the world is provocation to our enemies like China. And that's what really worries me the most, is that a weak sort of strategy when it comes to international and foreign relations is really putting us in a weak position. And not to mention the fact that as long as the Biden administration is continuing to destroy the economy that we built under President Trump, where we have seen $7 trillion loss just in the stock market alone, yeah, since Joe Biden became president, where you've seen the price of gas, the inflation, every policy that has been undone just based on spite because President Trump did it. This is really harming the United States around the world because, to be honest with you, the most important aspect of our foreign policy is our economic strength. And while China is struggling a little bit economically, they are projecting strength. Whether or not they might have the strength, they're projecting strength. They're using their Belt and Road Initiative, which is their ability to go to other, to weak countries, whether it's in Africa or South America, build infrastructure, make these countries beholden to them, and they're building their economic power around the world. While we're projecting weakness, we're talking about the Green New Deal and weakening our energy independence, weakening our ability to have a strong economy. And while we have, you know, skyrocketing gas prices, skyrocketing inflation, while our stock market is crashing, our job participation rate is going down, while Americans, you know, our supply chains are compromised around the world, you're going to see us, you know, looking weak to our neighbors, and they're going to be looking to places like China and even Russia for now dependency on natural gas and other fossil fuel resources. So, you know, everything the Biden administration is doing seems to be putting the United States in a weak position on foreign policy, on economic strength, and that's what that's what's causing this chaos around the world. When the United States is weak, the world is in chaos, and that's what we're seeing everywhere. I just came back from a trip to Taiwan, you know, which we've talked about, but this trip to Taiwan just shows just how in peril the world can be when the United States is weak.
Yeah, it really is. And you've been talking about this, you being on House Foreign Affairs, you have really laid out what the world views America as right now. They're all confounded by our weakness and our lack of clarity. I want to take you to one thing that, you know, we're facing this big hurricane about to hit Florida. Over the last year, Joe Biden has been draining the Strategic Petroleum Reserves by extraordinary amounts. In fact, the Energy Department just announced that the SPR is at its lowest level since Ronald Reagan was president in 1985. By the way, back then, we used a lot less energy per day. We're down to 453 million barrels, about 20 days worth of supply, if I understand correctly from the way they calculate it, all so that we could give it away lower prices for an election giveaway. Concerned with a hurricane battering down that we're leaving ourselves weak on emergency oil supplies?
You know, this is incredible. So while we're talking about the economy, probably the most important issue that we face as a nation and as a world is reliable energy. If we do not have reliable energy, we do not have prosperity, and we cannot move forward with the economies that we have. With this compromise that we are making on energy, trying to move to this green energy economy before we're really ready for it. Understand, I mean, the people need to know, almost 30% of our energy grid is fueled right now by coal. And, you know, then add natural gas and add oil, and we've got nuclear. And the Democrats and the Biden administration, and particularly Pete Buttigieg, we've got to get everyone in electric vehicles. We've got to, you know, cut off all of our ability to produce oil and gas. But yet they turn around and beg countries like Iran, who probably is the reason that we're negotiating with them in the first place, because we need to have them turn the spigot on and start getting oil reserves from them, which they're going to profit off of, and use that profit not to help the Iranian people, but to use to terrorize the rest of the world in the region and cause, unrest. This is the problem that we have, is that natural gas, which is we've been blessed with this resource in this country. And President Trump, during a time when the gas prices were low, when we became energy independent, built up our reserves to a level, and now guess what? We've depleted them. Why do we deplete them? Because for purely cynical political reasons, Joe Biden needed to lower the price of gas before this midterm election to try to bring back the numbers for the Democrats and to try to bring back his abysmal poll ratings. And so that's what it's being done for, not for strategic reasons, not while we have in the midst of hurricane season, which comes, what happens after hurricane season? We go into the winter, and I live in New York State, and we have winters. Boy, let me tell you, I am in what they call the Lake District, and I call it the Lake Effect District. We're going to have some of the biggest snowfall in the United States, some of the coldest temperatures, And we're going to be going into one of the most expensive energy, energy seasons that we're ever going to see. And this is going to be a huge hit on New York State, on the middle class. And what are we going to do? We're shutting down nuclear power plants. We're making it impossible for us to get energy up to speed. We're condemning and vilifying people who are in the fossil fuel industry. And many of them aren't even investing. And this green energy is not going to sustain us for long and give us reliable energy. And it's going to cost us economically. You're going to see increased deaths. Seniors are going to be at risk. The middle and lower income families are going to be at risk, are going to be, having a hard time keeping their houses heated. This is going to be a disaster in the making. And Joe Biden is doing everything he can purely for political reasons. And this is what's really scary about what's happening. These are not responsible people running our country, which is why I can't emphasize enough how important it is to make sure you vote for people who are responsibly looking at ways to grow our energy, our energy independence, deal with fossil fuels that are part of bringing actually emissions down. You remember, under President Trump, when we went to our natural gas usage, we brought emissions down. Emissions have gone up since Joe Biden has been in president, yet we've had this emphasis on green energy and the Green New Deal. I think this whole green energy issue is starting to come. People are starting to realize what's going on here, and they've been sold a bill of goods that really are not based on science. Kind of like what's happened with the COVID vaccine and the COVID lockdowns and everything we saw the Democrats force us into. And now we're starting to see the light. Fossil fuels are not the enemy. We have to have a strong energy policy that includes everything. And we can do that, but we're not doing it under this administration. Let's bring in some balance of power, take back the House of the Republicans, take back the Senate, bring some common sense to New York State, make sure Lee Zeldin is our next governor. Michael Henry, who's a law and order guy, is our next attorney general to get rid of political hack Letitia James. Paul Rodriguez, who's like an unknown, who's running for controller, bring back some fiscal sanity in New York as our state controller. We have an opportunity in New York and across this country to at least provide some opposition and some accountability to this administration, which is taking us, as Jamie Dimon said, down the road to hell. So we have a lot happening right now in this country, and every election is important, but every election is becoming the most important election we have. And I fear if we do not take back the House and the Senate and bring some sanity to New York State, just as one example, you're going to see America in decline and potentially irreversibly in decline.
Yeah, it's such a remarkable moment in history. And everyone says, well, this is the most important moment, but all the data points are there to really extraordinarily point to the changing of America, indelible changing America, if we don't start to make these changes. Congresswoman, it's always an honor to have you on. The stuff on Iran is so important. You're one of the few voices in Congress trying to get the official Washington and the American public educated on how bad it is. And we're really grateful that you joined us today to give us that very important update.
Well, thank you so much. And let's be self-governing. Let's get the American people informed. You can go to my website, which is Claudia at Claudia for Congress, or go to my official site, tenney.house.gov, where I explain every vote that I take in the House of Representatives. So people know that Democrats are great at naming bills and even bills that are terrible, but they have a good name. So I explain that, and I explain why I vote on every single vote that's actually relevant. So make sure you go there. If you want to learn more, go to tenney.house.gov or Claudia at ClaudiaForCongress.com. And I want people to be as informed as possible. That's why I listen to you, John Solomon, and watch what you're doing and your breaking news. I know you got some exciting stuff coming out, so I urge everyone to keep informed, to be self-governing. Don't let the authoritarians take our country away from us.
Such an important concept, just being self-governing. That's exactly what our founding fathers and founding women wanted in this country. So thank you so much for the time today. We're going to have a lot more conversations about Iran and the future of this country and the near future. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it, John.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a conversation about the growing global food shortage. A lot of red siren warnings coming about problems with the food supply going to hit hard next year. Already seeing signs of it now. We'll have that right after the commercial break.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. As we're watching Governor DeSantis and Florida residents prepare for this massive hurricane, Hurricane Ian, it's a great reminder that you can't wait for a crisis to be prepared for the sort of things that Mother Nature or the markets might yield to us. We have a lot of warning signs. Like the hurricane, we knew it was coming 4 or 5 days ago in Florida. There are big, big warning signs from the U.S. farming community, from the United Nations, that in the next few months into the next year, we're going to see a global food shortage, a global food crisis. Much like a hurricane, you can't wait until the crisis is here to be prepared. And our next guest runs a company that is so important to us, one of our great partners, My Patriot Supply. They're doing incredible work in getting people the sort of emergency food supplies that you can rest easy. It can be a hurricane, it can be an earthquake, it could be a food shortage. You are ready. You are prepared. Joining us now is Joe Reek, the vice president at My Patriot Supply, one of our great partners. Great to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks, John, for having me on. It's a pleasure to be back with you guys.
We love it. We love the partnership. I talk about this and people are excited to know that there's a company thinking ahead for the rest of us and getting us ready for the crisis that inevitably come. Let's start with Florida. If you're a Florida resident, you're in the Tampa area, you see this hurricane bearing down on you. Now is a little late to be prepared, but for a state like Florida that has regular hurricanes, or a state like California has regular earthquakes, what is the right approach to make sure that you have that emergency food supply before disaster strikes?
Well, that's the thing, John, is you need to sit down with your family and really decide what items it is that you want. Now, there's been a lot of changes over the course of the years as to what is really needed and required. You know, if we think about 10 years ago, the Red Cross would recommend that every family had at least a 3-day supply of food on hand for their families for any type of emergency or disaster. You know, they've come out over the past couple of years and said, well, gosh, maybe we need to do a little bit more. And right now we recommend at a bare minimum to have a 3-month supply for every member of your family put away in a safe place for those moments. And the reason why is because we've known that, and we've seen this over the course of history, that it's taken a lot longer for the government, for relief organizations to come in and really have the items necessary to help people who've been trapped in those disasters. You need to take the initiative to get prepared yourself. And we realize that, it's been taking a lot longer for the government to mobilize, that it may take a couple of weeks for them to get there, for them to clear the roads out of the debris, for them to set up their stations to get you the needed supplies. And so nobody's going to care more about your survival than yourself. And that's why it is so critical, so important to get prepared before emergencies happen. Take the time and plan it before things happen.
Yeah, it's something that we're all busy. And then, you know, a crisis hits, you're like, oh my God, I wish I were. I just remember back, I did a lot of coverage during Katrina and all those families in New Orleans. I know after that storm, they're like, we're going to be so much better prepared. We're never going to go through what we just went through. And the time to do it is before disaster strikes. And there's an interesting moment right now, because obviously you can predict a hurricane a few 4, 5, 6 days out. You can't really predict an earthquake. It just happens. But we're watching a slow motion warning sign right now. The farming community, the United Nations, a lot of economists are warning that we're in the perfect storm for a global food shortage. One thing we just saw in the last couple of days, U.S. farmers are reporting that their crop yields, particularly for corn this year, way down, much, much lower than last year. Some weather involved. There's problems with fertilizers. We're seeing a slow motion warning sign that there could be a global food supply shortage, including in the United States. What is My Patriot Supply doing to help people in America prepare for that inevitability?
Well, John, here at My Patriot Supply, we purchase hundreds of tons of food and raw ingredients months in advance. And we're experiencing some difficulty obtaining items ourselves. Like, for example, it's very hard right now for us to obtain tomatoes, peppers, corn, mustard. And if we do, it is at much higher prices. And staple items like wheat continue to be in short supply. So a heads up to everybody, if you have that opportunity to secure more of those items for your food pantry or your emergency food supply, do it now. The other thing that's working against us is the consumer price index, you know, was released a couple of weeks ago, and it showed that inflation actually increased and food costs increased 0.6% in August compared to July. However, the thing that people aren't talking about is the food index. The food index continues to rise up over close to 11.4% over last year. Now, this is the largest 12-month increase. Listen to this, John. This is the largest increase since May of 1979.
Yeah, I was an eighth grader then. I remember that time frame. Yeah, the Jimmy Carter years. It was scary. You had grocery lines and gas lines. It was crazy.
It's awful. And a lot of people now, they don't remember those times. But this is what we're trying to do to help. Because we purchased so much in the spring, you know, it's helped us keep our costs lower. And so we have special offers. In fact, we partnered with you on your website, preparewithsolomon.com. On that 3-month supply special, you're saving up over close to 20% off on that particular 3-month supply kit right now. You're saving well over $180 on that 3-month supply kit for you and your family when you go to preparewithsolomon.com. Go and take advantage of these special prices and get prepared. Because, John, there's not a better feeling than having that peace of mind that if you're faced with an emergency or a situation, knowing that you can take care of you and your family, I mean, that's a priceless feeling to have, John.
Yeah, oh, it does. And the no worse feeling than being in the middle of a crisis and realizing, you know what, I could have prepared, I could have been better. You just don't want to find yourself in that situation. When you guys have your finger on the pulse because you're out there buying in the field, you're getting next year's food stock ready for your own product lines, what sort of things are food suppliers, wholesale suppliers telling your company about what's likely ahead in 2023?
Well, right now it's going to be the supply. You know, like you said earlier, you know, U.S. farmers, they're saying that their corn crop yields are much lower. And this is what people really need to understand is right now we are still living off of last year's harvest. So we haven't even begun to purchase food from this harvest yet, and we haven't seen the crop yields. And I think we're going to be in a world of hurt if things continue to go the way that they are, with the runaway inflation, with the cost of fertilizer, skyrocketing, with the cost of fuel skyrocketing. Our crop yields are going to be much lower, which in turn makes the price increase, and everybody's going to have to pay that extra cost for that, John.
When you look out, I haven't remembered a recent time where the United Nations has had so much urgency. But if you look at the UN chief just this summer, he used the word catastrophe. We don't hear that word very often from the United Nations. The head of the United Nations warned in, I think it was July, that the world faces a catastrophe because of a growing shortage of food around the globe. And he lays out the different forces in this interview he does. There is the Russia-Ukraine war that's taking a lot of the food out of the breadbasket of Europe. Then you've got rising fertilizer costs, which made farmers cut back on fertilizer, which reduces yields. And then there's been some catastrophic weather in different places around the world, Asia, Africa, even in the Americas here. When the UN says we're about to face a catastrophe, that seems to put a sense of urgency that we don't normally have. And I know in America, we think, well, we're the greatest country in the world. We don't have to worry about it. That'll be the other guys. But we're going to see some of that residual effect here. Your thoughts on the UN chief's warning about just how big this food catastrophe will be next year?
Well, John, like you mentioned too, the UN typically does not get involved with these types of issues. And for them to bring it up on their last council and really talk about this multiple times, I think people need to be paying attention to that. You know, that's something that never happens for them to say out and directly say, hey guys, we're going to be seeing this on the horizon, get prepared now. I don't remember any time the UN has ever done that before. So you know things are going to be serious. In fact, it's always a lot more serious than what they say. They try to, you know, at least, you know, make it somewhat positive news, or you know, try to spin it in a way that doesn't sound as terrible, but you have to always assume that it's much worse than what they're telling you, because they don't want to cause any type of panic. And so be mindful of these items. For example, you know, people always say, well, what is getting more expensive? You know, from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, chicken has increased 16% over the past couple of months. Pork, 6.8%. Meat, 6.7%. Eggs, 39% higher than it was last year. And so these items, you can see them in the grocery stores. Get these items, get prepared now. In fact, one of the best ways to hedge against this inflation is getting products like what My Patriot Supply has, long-term emergency food that has up to a 25-year shelf life. So that means that you buy the food today, guess what? It's going to be worth more in the future because it is a commodity item. And as we all know, commodities increase over time. And so do yourself a favor, hedge against the inflation, get some long-term emergency food today at lower prices than you can, you know, in the future as prices begin to rise. Get it now today. Go to preparewithsolomon.com and take advantage of these special prices that we have on our food available today. We're shipping almost same day. You can receive it within 2 days anywhere in the country. If you place an order before 3 p.m., you will have it within 2 days with our network, with our distribution centers throughout the country, our manufacturing facility here in Salt Lake City. We are ready, and this is what we do, and we've been trying to tell people for months. Now is the time to get prepared because, like you mentioned, John, things are going to get bad out there, especially with the food chain and the food supplies.
Yeah. Everywhere you read, if you're a good avid news reader, you've been reading just the news, you're reading Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, I'm just going to give you some headlines. These are stories in the last 2 weeks, and I want to get your reaction on these. So the Wall Street Journal, I think on September 21st, a lackluster U.S. harvest this year is setting back efforts to relieve a global food supply shortage. So that is just in the last couple of weeks. Executives of all the major food companies in America, in the United States, saying we had a bad harvest year and we're already having a difficult time before this bad harvest. That's the first thing. The second thing they say, and this is, I think, why a lot of people realize, well, you know, maybe I just need a few days if it's a hurricane, right? They're talking about it's going to take 2 full years of really good harvest, 2 full years of good harvest for the world to catch up from where we are at this very moment. And by the way, it's trending even worse. So we're looking at not a 2 month or 6 month or 4 month crisis. According to the Wall Street Journal, according to the Financial Times, this is going to be a 2 or 3 year food curve where price is going to keep going up. When you hear those trend lines, when you hear American companies, you know, people like Bayer and Corteva and Archer Daniels Midland, the people that make us the food, that keep us fed all the time, all saying the same thing, it probably signals not only a shortage, but that the prices we're seeing right now are going to jump a lot more. We're already up 11.4%. Seems like the futures are trending towards 17 to 25% increases. Is that something you should be prepared for as well?
Absolutely, John. I mean, we're looking at runaway inflation. And what's sad is a lot of these news outlets, they don't really report the gravity of the situation that we are currently facing right now. And this is what I love about your audience is they understand what's happening because they listen to you and they see what's going on. They pay attention to the folks who are really looking into what really is going on. And people are nervous. People are really, really nervous. And that's why, you know, we are here. We're working around the clock 24/7 producing food, getting ready for this event to happen because it is going to happen. But here's the thing is you will always be in a better situation preparing beforehand than a little bit before the crisis. And here's the thing too, though, John, it doesn't have to be a natural disaster. It doesn't have to be a natural emergency. You know, if your family, if mom or dad gets hurt or gets injured or gets really, really sick and they can't go to work anymore, I mean, does that not qualify for an emergency for that particular family? Of course it does. And so the need to get prepared is people are becoming more aware of the need. And I really think that COVID, despite all the issues and problems that we had, I think it was great because it allowed people to see and to experience these issues. You know, we saw supply chain issues in our grocery stores. I mean, we saw that with the toilet paper fiasco. You know, we know that it can happen, and it can happen very, very quickly. And everybody going through this experience, they experienced it to some degree. And hopefully it was enough of a push to want to get you to thinking about the future and about getting prepared and making sure that you have the necessary items for you and your family. Food, water, warmth, and shelter. Those are going to be critical for any type of emergency, John.
Yeah, they really are. And, you know, one of the things that I think a lot of people remember, and those of us who were in already adults when 9/11 occurred, there were a lot of people that then made some preparedness because there were some worries about additional terror waves. And some people are like, oh, they went and got MREs, like the military provides their folks out in the forward operating bases. I don't know. That doesn't sound like a very attractive thing. When you look at what you guys produce, I mean, these are not only high quality meals, they're really delicious and the sort of things you'd have at a good restaurant. Talk a little bit about the selection of food that one gets when you get a 4-week or a 3-month emergency supply. I mean, this is good food. This is stuff looks like what you're going to get out of a restaurant.
Yeah. You know, we've done a great job of putting together meals that people are used to eating, meals that taste exceptionally well. And we're talking meals like creamy chicken flavored rice, stroganoff, cheesy broccoli soup, spaghetti, creamy Alfredo pasta, chili macaroni, honey wheat bread. And so we have 21 different meal varieties. Now, everybody always says, gosh, Joe, these meals sound amazing, but what do they taste like? Well, it's not going to be grandma's home cooking, but sometimes it beats mom's home cooking. Let's put it that way. And in an emergency.
No offense to moms now. Yeah.
No offense to moms. But in an emergency, it's going to be a whole lot better than those MREs and any other alternative that you might have. And the nice thing about this too, John, is this is very simple to prepare. All you're doing is you're adding it to boiling water. So this is something that you can teach your kids. You can have a family night and you can open up some of these meals and you can actually prepare them there with your family. Teach your kids how to prepare these meals and teach them, help them involve them so that way they can understand what the purpose is and use it as a training tool for you and your family. And I think you'd be very surprised at how easy these meals are to prepare, how good they taste. You know, when you're in a pinch, you know, you don't have enough time to make a full-on meal for family dinner because you got kids going to soccer, you got, you know, girls going to dance and kids going to different activities after school, and there's just not a lot of time. Grab one of these meals, add it to water, dinner will be ready in 10 to 15 minutes, and you're going to have a good hearty meal for you and your family.
I'm telling you, if I had this stuff in college, I would have eaten a lot better than I did at the time. I mean, it's pretty impressive. And when you go to preparewithsolomon.com, folks, you're going to get to see what the meals look like. You know, your curiosity is the first thing. I've never done this. What does this look like? The meals look amazing. You just look at them. They're exactly what you'd be cooking at dinner. And you're going to have that at your demand and beck and call for 25 years. The next 25 years, you're not going to be thinking about it. It's such an exciting program. And when can you get last year's prices today? And when it's inflationary like we are, that's a huge savings. We're talking 20% off of what you would be paying under real market prices today. PrepareWithSolomon.com. Our good friends at My Patriot Supply have done that. They've made it available for us so that we don't have to do the thinking. Go to that site today. It is a must visit. And the deals and prices are great. They're not going to last long. So if you are serious about it, jump in today, get it done. Let me ask you, Joe, as you look out the trend lines, I mean, some people are going into the holiday season, making tough decisions. Next year, food prices are going to be way up. You're not going to get the prices that we're getting right now, right?
You're absolutely right on that one, John. In fact, you know, unfortunately here in the next little bit, I think we're in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we will be having a price increase across the board on all of our products. Because like I said, we purchased, you know, hundreds of tons of this product, you know, in early spring. And as we're getting to purchase more, prices go up. And unfortunately, our prices are going to have to go up as well. So I cannot emphasize or stress enough the importance of getting it done today and getting it done now. Because, I mean, even look what's going on in Florida. Last week, do you think the Florida residents were thinking about a hurricane? Absolutely not. Life changes, life happens, and it happens very, very quickly. Don't get caught up in that. Take the initiative, get prepared, because like I said before, John, who cares most about your survival is yourself. Nobody's going to come rescue you. You need to do it, and you need to do that for you and your family. So take the initiative. Go to preparewithsolomon.com take a look at the 3-month supply kits, take a look at the 4-week emergency food supply kit, and get prepared. Something is better than nothing, and now is the time to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Guys, this is an amazing deal. You're not going to get prices like this. These are incredible prices. And just look out at what the newspapers and news sites are saying. We are headed into some really difficult times in the food supply chain. Why not have that peace of mind? Cross this worry off your list. Listen, you're going to make a one-time investment. You're going to have 25 years of peace of mind doing it. I've become such a huge fan of My Patriot Supply and all that you've done. The fact that you created our own URL for us so we could have our own URL show this, the discount prices is out of this world. It's just such a fun team, and you're getting our country prepared for something that's going to be really difficult next year. I can't thank you enough for all that you guys are doing.
Well, thank you so much, John. It is something that we are passionate about. We love what we do. We love being able to provide an amazing product for people that literally can save their lives. And I cannot tell you how many letters over the course of this career that I've had that I'm grateful for. Letters that I've received of people saying, thank you so much. Your meals really saved us in a pinch. You know, my husband lost his job and this was supplementing our food, or, you know, somebody got injured and wasn't able to make it out. You know, how our food really, really has helped and saved lives. It's a great thing. And we're happy to be here. We love what we do. And we're passionate about helping others get prepared, because I'll tell you what, the more people are prepared, John, the better off everybody is going to be.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You're doing this is a great service to the entire country, and that patriotism is at the heart of My Patriot Supply. I've really gotten to appreciate that as I've gotten to know you guys and been a beneficiary of all the great things you're doing for our listeners, our readers at Just the News and John Solomon Report. So we're going to keep on top of this. I think we'd need another update before Thanksgiving, because I'm really worried about what the trend lines are on food. But in the meantime, it's simple. You can take care of this problem now. Get it off your plate. Don't worry about it. Go to preparewithsolomon.com right now and take advantage of these incredible prices that Joe and his great team have made available. And we'll get you back on in a few weeks for an update.
Sounds good, John. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great honor to have you on. And thank you for giving us all the data points we need to make good decisions. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up for the day right after this.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Report. So grateful that we could join you and have a great show today. We have so many extraordinary players in the family that is Just the News, that is John Solomon Reports, the podcast, that is Just the News, not noise. I always feel extraordinarily humbled to know of the incredible support you just heard from one of our great partners, My Patriot Supply. They're doing incredible things, giving us a 20% discount if you want to go get that emergency food supply at preparewithsolomon.com. But another one that I think is doing such extraordinary work, and I have been watching the last couple of years as cancel culture came, swept through first the media companies, then the social media companies, you know about all the Twitter and Facebook censorship that went on. Now it is beginning to sweep into the banks, the credit cards companies, and the financial systems. You're seeing this. In most cases, it's conservatives that are being punished in ways that we could never have imagined 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Well, you probably have heard of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, but that has been too confusing for most people to figure out. I even have a hard time getting my hand around it. Not anymore. You know why? Because of one of our great partners, Freedom Jobs Business App. It's an easy blockchain-based app for conservatives owned and endorsed by Steve Bannon, and one that can't be silenced or stopped. That's really important. This is one of our new partners. They're trying to help you avoid being censored or derailed or blocked in the financial sector of America. Download the Freedom Jobs business app to fight back against big tech and gain access to an uncensorable economy. That's what the bottom line is for Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. It can't be censored. It's point-to-point transaction. So make yourself cancel-proof in the financial space. Here's how you're going to do it. Download the Freedom Jobs business app by visiting freedomjobsbusiness.com. Let me give you that again. freedomjobsbusiness.com. freedomjobsbusiness.com. Go there. Get this app. Learn how to create transactions in the blockchain-based world, in the Bitcoin cryptocurrency world, a way to go around some of the wokeness that has now hit the financial sector of our economy. Never in a million years would I have thought 5 years ago we'd have credit card companies, banks, even Salesforce, one of the more important, saying they were going to might censor some red states or conservative voters. It's gone from news media to social media to now financial entities trying to cancel a certain point of view. That's not American. But one of the ways to deal with it is not just to complain or feel victimized. Go on offense. Just like you're going on offense for the food, go on offense. Get this app. How you do it? One more time. freedomjobsbusiness.com. Go download the app. You're going to learn a way to get around some of the censorship that's now creeping in a large way in the American financial system. All right, folks, that wraps it up. So grateful you could join us. Big thanks to Congresswoman Claudia Tenney and my good friend Joe Reek at My Patriot Supply. They're creating enormously great products here, and they're thinking of you. And we really got a good educational dose of what's going on in the food sector. That was really a great conversation today. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. I'll have some exclusive news, I hope, tomorrow on the show, along with some great guests. Have a great night. If you're looking for a news fix, go to justthenews.com. We got you covered 24/7. At Just the News, we break the stories others in the media ignore or are too afraid to tell. We did it on Russia collusion, Hunter Biden, and the security and intelligence failures that preceded January 6th. Our stories have real impact and reach because we stick to the facts. I'm John Solomon. You can help me expand our honest, unvarnished, and unbiased reporting by becoming a premium member at Just the News. You'll get an ad-free experience and exclusive member-only access to events, and you'll be helping us dig up more truth. Join today at justthenews.com/subscribe.
Hey there, it's Amanda Head, and I am thrilled to introduce to you my new exciting podcast, Furthermore with Amanda Head, broadcasting weekly from sunny Los Angeles, California, and brought to you by the dynamic Just the News Podcast Network. On this fresh and engaging podcast, I delve into the latest news with a little bit of a twist, exploring the furthermore of every story. But this isn't your typical run-of-the-mill news commentary or politically charged program. I interview a diverse range of guests, including business leaders, entertainers, musicians, educators, experts, politicians, and many influential figures from both the United States and around the world. So why not make your Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays a little more interesting? Tune in on your preferred podcast platform and discover Furthermore with Amanda Head on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button and be sure to download the latest episodes. I can't wait to have you join me on this exciting journey.